The same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom. He takes a Negro, so-called Negro, and makes him prominent. Build him up. Publicize him. Make him a celebrity.
Tell your nigga jokes while he in the room. He gon' laugh harder than you, cause he a coon. I'm a goon, top down, pants up when I walk. Never call a CEO a boss, I'm not a coon. Boom, it's the elephant in the room. Nah, that's a motherfucking coon. Black's been free since Lincoln got wasted, but some of these niggas still on the plantation. Listen up, Charles Barkley. You light skinned, but they still calling you a darkie. The only reason
let that ride.
The mic in your face is so you can do that dirt and talk down on your race. TNT made you big, put you on a wig. Now you acting like you never had trouble with pigs. You
kiss let that ride.
Mob of real dudes, that's a no-no. When you go come out the closet, you fucking homo.
Saw you that's that Willie D.
What kind of dumb nigga say slavery wasn't that bad? This is
that's that Willie D. That's the track called Coon. About a million people keep asking if I heard the track. Yes, I've heard. I heard it when it first came out. I wish he put this out before the Coon Train Award. I would have played this at the Coon Train Award. You a coon. I would have bumped this at the Coon Train Award. Anyway, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game on the show as we do what we do. And what we're going to do, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And I mean real quick. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90-minute, easy-to-follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Award-winning producer Raheem Shabazz continues the Elementary Genocide documentary series with the School-to-Prison Pipeline. That film exposes the social engineering done to African-American children in the school system. And his other film, Elementary Genocide 2, The Board of Education versus the Board of Incarceration, takes an even deeper look at the history of the American school system and how it was made to justify subjugating Black Americans. These films are on track to be the most discussed films in Black America. These films feature people like Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Francis Kretz Welsing, and many, many more. The documentary is available right now at elementarygenocide.com. That's elementarygenocide.com.
Hey, basketball players. Ever wanted to join a good pickup game, but every time you look, the courts are empty? Well, we have a solution. Hoop Maps. Hoop Maps is an on-demand basketball app that allows you to find pickup games in your area. With Hoop Maps, you can invite your friends to the games and even meet new ones. Hoop Maps makes finding basketball games easy, and you will never miss a good run again. Download Hoop Maps on the App Store or go to hoopmaps.com for more information.
Listen up, family. If you are a rapper, a singer, a music producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's your one stop for professional-grade online mixing and mastering. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering right now. Clients rate them as the number one online mixing and mastering service on the net. With over 13 years of experience, you can expect top quality and a quick turnaround time. Visit Legendary Mix online today at LegendaryMix.com or call or text them at 347-565-5892 or email them at LegendaryMix1 at gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at an affordable price with satisfaction guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
Finally, the lecture tour everyone has been waiting for. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the Hidden Colors film series, Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Tour, coming to Miami on Saturday, April 23rd at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex. Coming to New York City on Monday, April 25th at the Merkin Concert Hall. Coming to Dallas Friday, April 29th at the Hall of State Margaret and Al Hill Auditorium. Coming to Houston on Saturday, April 30th at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Oh, welcome back, family. Welcome back, family, to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Bam! Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game as we usually do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number where you can call me and chop it up with me. And don't forget, my lecture tour starts this Saturday. I will be in Miami this Saturday at the Betty T. Ferguson Center in Miami Gardens. We're going to have a ball. I'm actually leaving for Miami tomorrow. I got a lot of press I'm doing out there in Miami Friday. So I'll be leaving for Miami tomorrow. Saturday, I want to see y'all in the place. And then Monday, this coming Monday, I'm going to be on The Breakfast Club. On Wednesday, I'm going to be on Hot 97. So I got a lot of stuff I'm going to be doing this week and next week. And again, all my New York press, hit me up. I want to squeeze in some people on Tuesday when I'm out there in New York. I want to squeeze in some press on Tuesday. All my other people holler at me. And let's see what we can make it do, if we can make it do what it do. And also, shout out to my UK people, all my people in the UK. I'm going to be out there. I think it's going to be June 5th when I will be in the UK. We're going to be screening, premiering Hidden Colors out there in the UK. It's going to be me and Robin Walker, who's in Hidden Colors 4. And Hidden Colors 4 is going to be in theaters nationwide, May 26th. Theaters, tickets will go on sale in a few days for the Hidden Colors screening out here in the United States. It's going to be all over. It's going to be in New York. It's going to be in Los Angeles. It's going to be in a couple of theaters in Atlanta. It's going to be in Dallas. We're still working on Houston. It's going to be in St. Louis. Where else is it going to be? Philadelphia, Baltimore. Shout out to Brother Jabari. And again, some of you promoters, if y'all ready to do business, if you're in some of these other cities, that's not one of the major cities that it's going to be in, but you got pool, you got connections, you got some street hookups where you can galvanize the people and make them come on out. Y'all email me so we can chop up business. Only chop up game about business when you email me. Don't pretend you're talking about business and then you've been on some dumb shit. Somebody in the chat room said Charlotte. Have a Charlotte promoter call me or contact me so we can make it happen. It's going to be in the Bay. It's going to be in San Francisco, actually, so all my Oakland people can go on up there. And speaking of my lecture, I need a cameraman. I need some cameramen or women, whoever, because I should have just brought somebody on tour with us. If somebody is in L.A. and you're available to go on tour with us, y'all hit me up if you're ready to go on the road. But if not, y'all hit me up in some of these individual cities, because we're going to film my lecture tour. I'm going to put that out. We're going to film all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and we're going to film the actual performances. So email me if you're if you're a cameraman, you got good equipment, if you're in Miami, email me, info@tariqelite.com or kflexforlife. If you're in New York, email me, kflexforlife, the number 4, life@yahoo.com. If you're in Dallas, email me, If you're in Houston, email me. If you're in Miami, email me. KFlex, the number 4, life at yahoo.com. And have some good equipment with some good audio. Let's politic. Let's chop it up. Let's make it do what it do. But again, like I said, Hidden Colors 4 is going to be in theaters next month. So for more information on that, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get a couple of calls. A lot of people are calling and a lot of stuff I want to talk about. What's up? Who's calling?
Tariq, what's going on, brother? It's Jay out of Philly, man.
Jay out of Philly, man. How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm good, man. Blessed to chop it up with the fam, bro. What's going on with
you? I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Yo, I'm just looking online. I seen this thing about Harriet Tubman, right? They're trying to put her on a new $20 bill or whatever.
Yeah.
You think that's like a move they're trying to use to pacify black people, like we made some kind of progress because Harriet Tubman is on the money? Like, that's not no real progress. What's your thoughts on that, man?
I'm about to go into that right now, man, so just listen out. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm about to touch on that in a minute, that whole Harriet Tubman thing. For those who don't know, they announced today that Harriet Tubman is going to be on the new $20 bill that's coming out. I think the $20 bill is going to come out around 2030. So it's going to be a while before it comes out, from what I understand. I may or may not be wrong, but from what I understand, I heard that the $20 bill ain't going to come out to shit. What, 15 years or something like that? This is what I heard. I know it's not coming out right away. And by the way, people who want to buy tickets to my lectures, go to TariqLive.com. That's where you can get tickets. But this Harriet Tubman story came out today, and a lot of black folks got distracted by that, because yesterday was a complete travesty, a raping of justice. Yesterday, the judicial system in New York did what a lot of us felt it was going to do. It let race soldier, Asian former police officer, Peter Liang, he killed an unarmed innocent black man named Makai Gurley. He just shot him randomly, shot in the dark, and it hit a black man, and there was a big hoopla about that, which there should have been. There was a court case. There was a jury of his peers. The jury found that Peter Liang was guilty of murder. Actually, manslaughter. The Asian community got together, protested and marched, and used their money. A lot of people think that they paid off the Brooklyn prosecutor, Ken the Coon Thompson, who did an about face and came out a few weeks ago talking about he don't feel like Peter Liang should go to prison. So they were putting a black face on the fuckery they were about to pull. And it sounds like the white supremacist police unions were behind this whole thing. It's all white supremacy. White supremacy at its finest. Don't let the white supremacists try to trick you and make it seem like, oh, well, it was an Asian thing. No. The white supremacists are masters of bait and switch and deflection. That's why I announced on Twitter, pretty soon I'm going to start having online white supremacy 101 classes so that black people can understand white supremacy. It's very hard to get stuff done when you got a group of people who don't understand how the game is being played. The white supremacists, they have no problem putting a black or an Asian face on white supremacy, and black people fall for too many Jedi mind tricks. So we're just going to have to break it down. It's like, you know, and I got the idea from Frances Welsing, God rest her soul. She talked about how we need to teach white supremacy to our children. Because the white supremacists, they're not even playing around. They're never playing around, but now they're just being more open with what they're doing. So we got to understand the game. Because now, speaking of children, they're targeting our children. There was a case out in Tennessee this week where there was a school fight. Not even a school fight. There was a fight outside of the school, off school campus. And I'm talking about elementary school. And we put this story on melanoidnation.org, by the way. And I'm going to go back to Peter Lang. I'm tying all this in. But there was a case where there was a little fight somewhere on a basketball court. Wasn't at the school. The kids videotaped it. The police came to the elementary school and started arresting different children, many of them black, who were in this video. They were arresting these children. Do you know some of the ages of the children they arrested? Some of the children they arrested were age 6 to 10. They arrested 6-year-olds and took them down to juvenile detention. And the community down there were rightfully outraged. There's a big thing about that. They were very outraged about them. Listen to what I'm saying, family. I want black folks to really feel what I'm saying. These race soldiers arrested a 6-year-old. They're arresting 6-year-olds. Now, I'm very disturbed about that. That's 3 years older than my son, TJ, who's barely talking. They're getting babies now. They are getting babies now. So black folks, you're going to have to start getting serious about dealing with white supremacy when they're going out here arresting babies. Because you're a damn baby at 6 fucking years old. That's a first grader. And these freaking race soldiers are locking up first graders. And black folks are sitting around here playing and bullshitting. They're locking up black first graders. I just want that to sink in. You don't know how demonic these white supremacists are out here. And guess what? They locked the kids up. You know what they locked them up for? They locked them up for not breaking up the fight, because the kids weren't actually fighting. Most of the kids they locked up, they locked them up for not breaking up the fight. I'm going to say that one more time. Right now, today, not 50 years ago, not 60 years ago, they locked up 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds for not breaking up a fight. Basically, they just made up a reason to lock them up. And black folks want to sit out here and play this dumbass game. You better get serious about these white supremacists out here and stop deflecting into bullshit. They're not even pretending they're throwing the justice system out the window. They're not even pretending no more. They're making up laws as they go along. And just like with this Peter Liang case, The judge, Danny Chung, who's Asian himself, and remember, this case went to trial. Peter Liang didn't take a plea deal, but he got convicted. Then they gave him a damn plea deal after he got convicted. So what the judge did, basically, after the conviction, after a jury said, okay, this motherfucker is guilty. We saw the facts. We think he's guilty. Guilty. The judge said, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to reverse the conviction and then charge him and convict him on a lesser charge, which was criminal negligence, some bullshit that justified giving Peter Liang probation. They had to reverse the conviction, give a lesser conviction, then make him walk free. They let the dude walk free. And I'm saying the white supremacists are all behind that. And let me tell you what they did that was slick. Now, if a black judge did that to a white defendant, lessened the charge, do you know the white supremacists would be in the streets right now? All hell would break loose. And do you know, with the Peter Liang case, the verdict was supposed to be last week, and they deliberately pushed the verdict to this week. They came up with some cockamamie bullshit story about one of the jurors. He didn't disclose that his dad had went to jail a long time ago, but the dude barely knew his dad. It was some bullshit ass reason they used to justify pushing the case to this week, because number one, they knew they were going to push it to Tuesday, which was primary day, so that the media would have an excuse to not cover the Peter Liang story. Because yesterday, when the story was going down with Peter Liang, the major news outlets didn't say shit. I watched the news all day, and they didn't say nothing. If they did, I missed it. But I watched the news all day, and they were hush-hush on that Peter Liang case. I didn't see nothing about it. It was a complete blackout from what I saw. I didn't see anything on the CNN, Fox, MSNBC. They were all covering the primaries, and that was by design. They strategically did not cover that case. And you know why they didn't cover it? Because, see, with that case, you can't spin it. If you put that case on TV around the world and show that blatant form of injustice, you can't spin that. There's no way to spin that. You can't say, well, Akai Gurley should have fill in the blank. You couldn't say, well, Akai Gurley deserved it. Well, he shouldn't have been resisting. He should have put his hands up. He shouldn't have been mouthing off. You can't use none of those talking points that they used to justify killing us. You couldn't use none of that. So they chose to ignore it. They chose to ignore it totally because you couldn't justify it. You couldn't justify them reversing a conviction and letting a guy walk for goddamn murder. And also, they pushed it to yesterday because it was the playoffs. So now they know that suspected white supremacists around the country ain't going to talk about it. They're going to keep hush about it. And it was the basketball playoffs. So Negroes quickly forgot about it. They watching the damn game. So the white supremacists are very slick and strategic about how they do business. Now, all of these white supremacist groups and people in the dominant society and these entertainers, they're going out of their way to boycott North Carolina for their laws about gay people not being able to use a bathroom. You got all types of these groups saying, we're not going to go do our music there. We're not going to film there. We're not going to do stuff in North Carolina. Now, where are all these damn groups for this injustice with the Akai Gurley case? Where are all these people now? Because if you are quiet, you are compliant. See, people in the dominant society, they know how to speak out against shit. See, that's my thing. If you're quiet, you're probably a suspected white supremacist. Because if we're going to be against injustice, it should be injustice all around the board. But too many black folks got distracted. That's why I was tweeting about it all yesterday. I wasn't watching no damn playoffs. They strategically timed that shit for this week because they knew black folks would be distracted. And today is April 20th, which is 420. So they know black folks are going to be talking about weed. Black folks are still distracted. We talking about the goddamn weed day and your hipster white buddies talking about smoking with you. You got to watch out for these so-called hipsters. They're just as big white supremacists as the rest of them. Because they will deflect and distract you from focusing on your biggest problem, which is systematic white supremacy. Put the blunts down. Fuck a 420. That's the last thing black people need to be worrying about, some damn 420 and smoking some weed. You need to keep your mind and your eyes open to these white supremacists literally pissing on the Constitution. They completely denied Akai Gurley his constitutional rights. His constitutional rights were violated. They completely violated that brother's rights. And we out here playing. And another distraction they put out was the story about the Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. They put that out right on time as another distraction. They put that out this morning and I looked online and I saw black people on Twitter celebrating like a bunch of plantation bucks and coons. Yay, Harriet Tubman, yes, she's gonna be on a 20, yes. I'm like, black folks, stop being so damn silly. Black folks, you gotta learn how white supremacy works. Let me break some shit down to you, black family. Number one, that was a distraction again. black people jumping up and down for some kind of symbolic victory, which means nothing. All right, so what? Harriet Tubman is on a $20 bill. We need those $20 bills allocated to black people for reparations for the Holocaust we're going through right now. If you're going to talk about some money, I don't give a damn whose face is on it. Give us the money that we need because we've been disenfranchised by white supremacy. Let's talk about that. So black folks jumping all up and down. Oh, we're going to get Harriet Tubman. And these fake women's groups, when you watch them, they're like, oh, yes, this is a victory for women. Yes, a woman is on the dollar. I mean, a woman is on the money. It's the first time a woman is on the money in 100 years. And black folks jumping up and down happy. And y'all didn't even see the con game that was happening. See, the white supremacists put a Jedi mind trick on everybody because, see, black folks are not good at reading the fine print. The white supremacists, they like to play chess, and black folks love playing checkers. And anytime the white supremacists come to you giving you something like a victory, there's always some kind of little trick bag behind it. Black folks understand how backhanded compliments work. They've been trying to get women on the $20 bill. They've been talking about this, different women's groups. They've been talking about putting a woman on the $20 bill. Do you know who these white women wanted to put on the $20 bill at first? They were going to put Margaret Sanger on the $20 bill. Let me let that sink in for 1 second. And let me give you a chance to Google that, some of the people who's listening live. These white supremacist women's groups, these so-called white feminist groups, they wanted to put Margaret Sanger on the money. Now, for those who don't know who Margaret Sanger is, you better Google Margaret Sanger. Let me break it down. Margaret Sanger was a dangerous white supremacist. Y'all better Google what I'm saying. Some people in the chat room are shocked. Google what I'm saying. They wanted to put Margaret Sanger on the $20 bill. That's Hillary Clinton's hero, by the way. And they pretend that they're all for, oh, she's a pioneer in Planned Parenthood. Oh, yay, we want, she's the one. These white supremacist females know exactly what Margaret Sanger was. She was a white supremacist eugenicist who wanted to kill black people off. Margaret Sanger was a big time racist. She wanted to kill black people off. That's why she created Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood started as a eugenics program to get rid of the quote unquote undesirables, meaning black people. They were very specific about them talking about black people. They weren't talking in code back then. Margaret Sanger was very specific about getting rid of black people because she felt black people were superior. Remember, this was the time of the Nazis and all that shit, where they talking about getting rid of undesirables. And they had that shit going on over here too. So a lot of black folks who know the game, they found out that they were trying to get Margaret Sanger on the $20 bill. So a lot of black folks made a lot of noise. A lot of black people made a lot of noise. So a lot of black people shut that down. So you know how the white supremacists are. The white supremacists, they don't take an L. You know, they do the backhanded compliments. They say, okay, we take that L. Okay, we'll comply, but we're going to comply on our own terms. So they said, okay, if we get a black woman on the money, we'll put a black woman on here. If you don't want our racist Margaret Sanger, who's our hero, she's a hero because she's racist. All right, we'll put a black woman on there, but we'll make sure the black woman is a slave. That's the same thing as they do now. When you complain, when black people complain about the lack of black models in these fashion magazines, the white supremacists say, okay, you want black models? We'll give you a black model. Come over here, Gabby Sidibe. There you go. There's your black model. Gabby Sidibe. There you go. And my thing is this. With Harriet Tubman, she's not a bad choice. I love Harriet Tubman. That sister was a writer. But look at the Jedi mind trick that they played, family. Watch the game. Because I knew when they said it's going to be Harriet Tubman, I said, okay, let me see what they're going to do with this. Let me see what they're going to do. Because if you want to put a black woman on a dollar bill or any currency, a thorough black woman in history, the most logical point would be somebody like Madam C.J. Walker. Somebody like her, that would be an excellent choice to put on money. Or Ida B. Wells. Somebody like that. Ida B. Wells was a writer. But the thing is, they said, okay, we're going to put Harriet Tubman on there and black people are celebrating, but you didn't read the fine print. In the fine print, because people think that she's going to replace Andrew Jackson, who's on the $20 bill already, but what they're going to do, they're going to have Harriet Tubman on the front of the 20 and have Andrew Jackson on the back. And the thing is, Andrew Jackson was a major slave owner. So I want you to think about this. Andrew Jackson, who owned 300 slaves in his life, he was a genocidal, racist, his damn self, a slave owner. So they want to have Harriet Tubman, a slave, on the front, and Andrew Jackson, a slave owner, on the back. And that just, when people found out, because we started promoting that and letting people know the fine print of what they were going to do, people started getting upset, rightfully so. That's the bullshit right there. That's the Jedi mind trick. Because you can't commemorate both. It's a contradiction to commemorate both. How are you going to commemorate a slave who fought slavery, but a slave master in the same breath? How does that work? Think about that. You're going to say, oh, she was a great person for fighting slavery and fighting her freedom and fighting the evil institution. But we got to give props to the slave owner. I mean, he wasn't that bad. I mean, 300 slaves, it wasn't like 400 slaves. See, that's the bullshit that the white supremacists throw at you. And they know it's bullshit. They know it's bullshit. And they sit back and giggle at the irony. They love it. They love pulling the Jedi mind trick. So you don't need to have her on there at all. So the symbolic victory ain't even a symbolic victory. It's a symbolic mind fuck. They pulled a plot twist on everybody. So black people, stop being so quick to celebrate something when the white supremacists come your way. They're so good at running game on us, man. Y'all should know right away when they come into us with some shit, usually it's something as a distraction or something to kind of just toy with us. That's what you do to your subjects. You toy with your subjects. You know, they sat in a room, and I believe they literally sat in a room and said, hey, let's put a slave master and a slave owner on the dollar, on the 20. Oh, those blacks, they'll never know. That'll be hilarious, right? That's exactly what they did. Somebody in the room said Andrew Jackson isn't bad. Do you know Andrew Jackson blew up a fort down in Florida? Because a lot of black people were going down to Florida to get their freedom, because Florida was owned by Spain. They had a fort down there called Fort Negro, and there was a bunch of women and children there. And Jackson sent in troops to blow up black women and children. Motherfuck Andrew Jackson. Somebody talking about Jackson ain't that bad. Fuck a damn Jackson. That racist white supremacist son of a bitch. He was mad too. And you know what? Andrew Jackson was pissed off because those Seminoles were whooping their ass. Those black people who are the real Seminoles. The Seminoles down there in Florida used to be jet black. They got the Seminole tribe now. What they did, they kicked out most of the blacks. And many of those Native American tribes, they go out of their way to kick the blacks out because the white supremacists took over and they start taking the blacks out so that the white supremacists can get all that government money. When you look at a Seminole tribe now, it's basically a bunch of white people, which is a bunch of $5 Indians. The Seminoles were jet damn black. Andrew Jackson even said it.
they talked about how black the Seminoles were. They went down there to fight Indians, and they're like, wait, these are a bunch of niggas. Them gullahs and all that shit. Those black folks and those natives, they all mixed together. They were beating the shit out of the government, man. They were putting in work. Do some research about the Seminole Wars, man. Do some research about those Seminole Wars. Real deep stuff. Let me get some calls. Y'all give call up. Now, somebody's in the chat room trolling, but let me ban them real quickly. But again, let me get a couple of calls before I get out of here. The phone number is 818-850-5404. But we got to stop going for the Jedi mind tricks, family. Stop letting people run these symbolic victories over us. We got to look at this case. All my people out there in New York, y'all better not patronize any of those Asian businesses out there. Y'all need to get away from them Sally's Beauty Supplies out there. I'm going to talk a lot about this when I get out there to New York. Y'all better come to my lecture Monday in New York. My lecture in New York is Monday night. Go to TariqLive.com to get tickets. We're going to talk a lot about this Peter Liang case and what people need to do out there. Y'all need to show up. It's going to be sold out, but y'all need to get your VIP tickets and all that stuff, man. Because we got a lot to talk about. But Brooklyn, all y'all cats in Brooklyn, stay out of them Sally's Beauty Supplies. Don't give them people another dime. They sat up and fought for the right to kill you, so that you fight for your right to starve them out your communities. You fight for your right to starve them out of your communities, because I don't give a damn about them. I heard they were all crying, oh, we love a brack of people, we love a brack of people. Oh, they love black people now. Now they got what they wanted. Fuck them. Let them starve. Let them starve. Don't give them another dime. Let Quoquo Nisha do your hair. Let your little hood rat homegirl or somebody do your hair. There's some black-owned hair care shops out there. It might be a little bit higher, but that's the price of freedom. I'm serious as the damn heart attack. If you're in Brooklyn, especially if you're in Brooklyn, and there's one of them Asian stores out there, if they want to sit up and support people who kill you and fight for the right to kill you, then starve them out. Don't spend another dime with them. You don't have to spend your money with them. I don't know what it is about black folks who think that we have to spend our money with them, with these other groups. They don't have anything that's imperative for us, that's life or death. You don't need no damn chicken fried rice. You go down to the Jamaican spot and get what you need. You don't need no damn Revlon from them. Go to CVS and get your goddamn Revlon. Don't get it from them. Let them starve. Since they think that your life ain't shit. Well, then none of our lives gonna be shit, because I ain't buying your goddamn weaves. And that coon, Ken Thompson, I heard they were outside his house last night. They were protesting outside his house, which I take my hat off to the brothers and sisters out there putting in work. But black folks, it's time to get off your ass and get out your comfort zone. You ain't gonna get your shit together by being in a comfort zone and these people are waging war against you and you still taking your ass up there to get some chicken fried rice. I saw that down in Birmingham. It was an Asian store owner shot some black folks out there, and black folks still lining up to go to his damn store. Y'all niggas got to get off that plantation mentality, man. You trading one plantation owner for another one. Keep your money in your pocket, family. All right, let me get up out of here, fam. I got work to do. I got to start packing to get on my plane to get out of here to Miami. So, man, y'all join me in Miami this Saturday. Tickets at TariqLive.com. Join me in New York Monday. Tickets at TariqLive.com. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. All right?